Dave Foley on Today FM.
Did you watch any Dancing with the Stars last night?
No, I didn't. Did you?
I didn't. We haven't discussed that. We haven't discussed the snow. See, the thing is, there's no snow up in Dublin. And with the typical Dublin media bias, unless there's snow in Dublin, where's the snow? We need that guy falling on the ice. Do you remember your man who falls on the ice on the news? Those kind of situations. Loads of schools not in... All the schools were due to start today. A bunch of schools had to take a snow day today. My children, absolutely raging. Raging. Now, the school did text and say they were closed, but I dropped them down anyway. And I wasn't the only dad to do it. And right, you know what? Rightly so. Actually, I was thinking about moving them to another... all joking aside, they did go back to school. Think about just moving them to a school in another county.
Right.
Dropping them there.
Like boarding school, was
make
it?
Make your own way back, yeah. Owen's been on. This is more Zig and Zag. Lads, Zig and Zag slippers, awesome. Well, this is the discussion. I got a pair of slippers because this is my thing. I'm a father. I'm a dad. Dads get slippers for Christmas, but I got awesome slippers. I got Homer Simpson ones that are big, huge, fat, fluffy, soft foam ones that are Homer's. Each of them are Homer's head, and you stick your foot in his mouth and you walk around, slide around the kitchen floor in your Homer heads.
I too got slippers for Christmas, but tragically and sadly, I had to buy them for myself.
Yikes.
Because I don't have kids. Ooh,
that is grim, guys, isn't
it?
Yeah. Just think about those less fortunate than yourself. Lads, Zig and Zag slippers. By the way, I should really...
Warning, warning, Jemember.
I mean, this is big Jemember stuff. Zig and Zag slipper. Not only is it Zig and Zag, not only is it the den, but it's slippers that you would have got. Paraphernalia, like merch. Zig and Zag merch.
This is a Jemember warning. Jemember, remembering stuff on the radio.
And we're remembering the Zig and Zag slippers. Owen says, Zig and Zag slippers, awesome stuff. You could hardly walk in a straight line in them, though. Loving the show. Hey. Happy New Year from Owen. Yeah, because they were so chunky on your feet, you couldn't walk around in them and slipping around the kitchen floor. And who was it that sent in the photograph of hers saying that she patched them up with the tracksuit bottoms?
That was Paula, yeah.
Paula sent a photograph in on WhatsApp of her immaculate... Her immaculate Zig and Zag slippers. I want them.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Paula!
Yes, sir,
hi.
How are you?
Hi, Ray Foley at Today FM, how are you getting on?
Good, Ray Foley and then JP, Happy New Year to you both!
Happy New Year! Woo! Come here, well, how much do you want for them? How much do you want for the Zigs and the Zags? How much? Go on.
They're priceless.
Put it there. I'm spitting
them. They're going to go on my will, JP, and you're not getting them.
I'm not getting them.
How long have you had them?
Oh, Jesus. I was early 20s and I'm hitting 60, so about 40 years.
I was close enough. I was saying 40 years ago. I was thinking, no way. So you've had Zig and Zag have been on your feet for 40 years. They're in impeccable condition.
I know, but I don't wear them now because I'm keeping them.
You what?
You're keeping them.
I'm minding them.
Oh, you're okay. So you're preserving them.
That's right.
Right. So what's the story? Were they given to you? Were they gifted to you? What was the story?
No. I am and always will be a diehard Zig and Zag fan.
Same.
But I lived in England for years, in London.
Okay.
And my poor mother had to record this on videotape from home in Ballinasloe. And so when the videotape was full of all the clips of Zig and Zag, she had to post them to London to me.
Wow! And it's just the Zig and Zag bits, not the cartoons, obviously.
Exactly. She'd be running in and out of the kitchen.
Amazing.
To record Zig and Zag and Dustin for me. And it gave me such a laugh. Zig and Zag are just bring back Zig and Zag!
Well, they did, didn't they? They brought them back for a couple
of
series.
For a short period of time, yeah. Only a short period of time.
Yeah.
And they never did it again.
How much do you want for them? Go on,
no,
put it there. Go
no,
on.
No.
I'm spitting here.
Give me your body, Ray. Give me your body, Ray, and I'll consider it.
I'll give you my body as long as you put a pair of Zig and Zag slippers on my feet. So you've kept them fresh by putting bits of tracksuit bottoms on the soles.
Yeah, and you can see that they're worn a bit now, so I must get them, get me needling thread out and do it again.
And slipping and sliding, the memories, the fond memories, because they had little bits, as I recall. They had little bits of rubber, little circular dots of rubber on the soles of them, but they didn't.
You can see it on the top of the edging.
Yeah, they're still there. Who was your favourite, Zig or Zag?
Both.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, that's a very diplomatic answer.
I love Zig because he was so dopey.
Yeah, he was
mad. Zag was always the one to be correct.
Yeah, and then they killed him off, didn't they then? They got some sort of, it was a very particular Zog-based disease.
Space virus.
Yeah, space virus. It went pretty, that comeback series that they did, it went very dark. Yeah,
I think Dustin did the deed.
Yeah, he did, of course. We were talking to him before Christmas. Listen, darling, thank you so much for taking the call. Happy New Year.
Thanks so much, Ray. Happy New Year to you both.
If you like,
drop
them into Diggs Lane then, and I'll PayPal you the
No.
Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.